your tunes, Tunes 92.5 104.5. I appreciate you tuning into the show today, everybody. We have got a special guest in the studio, as we often do here on Tunes, but we're doing something very special today. We've gotten together with our friends over at the Children's Home of Jefferson County for a little bit more of an in-depth discussion. You hear a lot of community members come here on Tunes and talk about everything they have going on in the North Country, and we get a chance to talk with them for a few minutes, but we don't get to kind of do those deep dives that we often like to do when there's sort of topics out there that really deserve a lot more to kind of clear up the gray area on. And today is something that we've put together with the Children's Home to tell you a little bit more about that, okay? And today's topic is actually going to be foster care. The fact that there is a giant need here in our community, and the fact that our friends over at the Children's Home of Jefferson County are actively fighting this fight every single day by trying to join up with North Country team members, North Country residents that are interested in this topic and interested in lending their time, their hearts, their volunteer hours, and everything like that. So we're being joined by a special guest here in the studio. Her name is Tiffany Forsyth. She is the Regional Home Finding and Intake Supervisor with the Children's Home of Jefferson County. And I should note at this point, Jefferson County, or the Children's Home, rather, of Jefferson County, also going by CHJC is what you will see them online as and where you can find more information. But Tiffany is joining us in the studio. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being willing to come in and talk to us about foster care. I am sure if I had to put myself in your shoes, it's one of those topics where you can kind of go, hey, what's foster care? And probably talk for about 7.5 hours about all the different aspects of what it is. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct. I even dare say that I could talk longer than 7.5 hours. I get asked a lot when I mention that I work in foster care.
So just for anyone who's tuning in today and listening to the interview, Tiffany, could you kind of just give us the broad strokes of what CHJC rather defines as the foster care or foster parent?
Absolutely. So I think as a society, we all have a general or broad definition of a foster parent, right? A state certified caregiver.
Sure.
A home where a youth or youths can lay their head at night. But I am excited to work with CHJC because we're really shaking that up. We're evolving. I like to say that specifically our CHJC foster parent, they are doing more than that. They are a dismissal plan from school. They are showing up to meetings. They are showing up to doctor's appointments. They're taking these kids to and from visitations, which can be really emotional, and they're helping our youth to process some very big emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's one of those things that we constantly learn here in our roles at the radio station, Tiffany, where we kind of always hear about this nonprofit organization or that nonprofit organization that we work with, and we kind of have an idea where we all have this assumption in our head of we know what they do. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of, the more you learn, it's kind of that Pandora's box where you just keep learning about layer after layer, service after service, you know, department after department. And it is amazing to watch CHJC come in week after week after week all year long with us and learn just how many different aspects of the Children's Home are really involved with the community. When it comes to foster care, though, I feel like the statistics of what really is going on a day-to-day basis are probably often lost on most of us. So when you say there's a need for foster care, or for foster parents rather, what does that really translate to in terms of the children and the youth and the kids that are out there coming into the county, the state? How does it work? How many kids are we talking about exactly?
Yeah, so in 2022 in Jefferson County, we had over 100 youth in care. And in 2022 for St. Lawrence County, we had over 250 kids in care. Today in 2023 for Children's Home of Jefferson County, we are working with 140 kids and 107 homes regionally. So 107 homes across upstate New York for CHJC alone is what we have. And that is for 140 kids right now.
It's absolutely staggering. So when you talk about 140 children, again, it's one of those things where I feel like people probably kind of fill in their own blanks what these scenarios must be and things like that, Tiffany. But I'm sure there's a million different ways and avenues where kids arrive with not having a primary caregiver. So how do these kids find themselves in this position? And then what do you guys immediately step in to do to try to alleviate these scenarios from happening? Or once they have happened, you know, obviously your role is to come in and try to do something about it from there.
Right, absolutely. And so no case looks the same.
Sure.
There can be many different reasons that a youth comes into care and needs that temporary living situation and that living support. We can see cases on, you know, neglect, abuse, loss of family members. There's a lot of different tragedies that can occur that will result in CHJC and the local departments having to offer some supports.
Absolutely. So if you think you know the reasons why a kid might end up in this situation, chances are you probably
that was just a few examples. I mean,
I don't doubt
there
it.
Are a lot of different reasons that youth come into care.
Sure. So let me ask you, when you do have these kids and this youth come into CHJC and get directly connected to with, you know, the people that are obviously volunteering their time, the foster parents you do have, I mean, what are the success rates for people actually being in this kind of scenario temporarily and then eventually getting back with actual kin or actual family members? How often does that happen?
Yeah, so actually we're in the data era right now, and this is very exciting that CHJC has pivoted to be able to provide data. So in 2022, we had 24 youth return home to a family member, and we are hoping to reach targets to increase that and have the data to support that, to share with the communities.
No kidding. That's incredible.
Yeah, we really do try to assist our families as well. So we provide birth parent support groups. We have casework counseling with birth parents. Our caseworkers can be a referral source for birth parents to other services. We've placed an emphasis on our visitation. So we have family coaches that help out with visitations, and they can provide a mentorship or role modeling to the birth parents to help toward that goal of reunification in a safe, thriving environment.
Really amazing. Some of the percentages of that are actually much higher than I would have assumed kind of going into it. So thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely. Appreciate Thank you it. For letting me share those numbers. And
oh,
we hope
course.
To increase those.
Again, we've been speaking with Tiffany Forsyth. She is the Regional Home Finding and Intake Supervisor for the Children's Home of Jefferson County. We're going to take a quick break and hear some more information on what CHJC has going on here in our community. But we're going to be back with Tiffany with more in just a moment.
Are you looking to give back to your community while helping enhance a child's life? Fostering Futures may be just what you're looking for. We're currently seeking caring individuals interested in providing loving and safe homes for vulnerable children. The need is prevalent, especially for older children, teens, and sibling groups. Perhaps some of your loved ones are also in need. You'll act as the youth's mentor and family. Become a foster parent or a kinship caregiver today.
Call Fostering Futures at 315-955-9861.
Again, if you're just joining us, we would like to remind you that we're sitting here with our special guest today. It is Tiffany Forsyth. She's the Regional Home Finding and Intake Supervisor of the Children's Home of Jefferson County, also better known these days as CHJC. And we're talking about becoming a foster parent. You know, why should people do it? How real the need is, which is we're learning today here as the moments go on, is pretty incredible, the need. If you could do us a favor, Tiffany, could you share with us maybe, I feel like it's one of those things where you're on the front lines, you are dealing with this day in and day out, you get to see all the good, the bad, and the ugly of how these scenarios work. You know, what are some of the takeaways you have from the people that get involved, become a foster parent, become a foster care person? What exactly do they go through? What exactly is the take back and the feedback that you seem to get from the most people or the most often, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. So I work very closely with our foster parents, and the journey that they're on is completely selfless, and I've watched them grow as individuals and as families. And some of that feedback includes that they really want the education. They want to understand trauma. They want to understand behaviors. And we are emphasizing our education in our department in trainings. So our training department, our clinicians, they're all partnering to help provide these educational tools to our foster parents in response to that ask, so that we can truly empower our foster parents in helping to heal these families. Also, our foster parents are loving our community events. We're really trying to get out there, and we're hosting runs, and we're attending school events, and we're trying to have an attendance in the community, and our foster parents will show up and help us and sit with us and chat with us. So that's been something that they've really enjoyed and that we have looked to increase moving forward. They also are looking for their people and their network. So they have case planners, they have staff, absolutely, but they also are looking for neighbors and other school parents who want to be part of their unique journey in their community.
Yeah, that's amazing. If I could bug you, Tiffany, we were talking a little bit off the air before that, you know, just being in the position I'm in, I get to learn a little bit about lots of different places in the community, CHGC certainly being one of them. And when I think and I say foster parent, or I say fostering futures, I say fostering kids, in my head, you have a certain amount of things that just roll through. Like, this is what it is, this is how it works. What is one of the biggest misconceptions that you run into when you sit people down for the first time that maybe have the want and the need, and they go, hey, I want to do this. I don't know if I'm eligible. I don't know if I can, but can you tell me more about it? What seems to be the thing that comes up the most where you get to kind of go, hey, guess what? It's much simpler, or it's much more complicated than that, or how does it work when you get to finally sit down with somebody and go, here's what you thought and here's how it is?
Oh, that's a good one. I probably have so many different scenarios, but a big one is always, I don't think I can do that. I don't know if I can commit that long, and I'm not sure if I can, let go, and all of these super valid concerns and questions. And I always encourage them, speak to me, chat with me. I have plenty of team members who can answer questions for you, because every case is so different. So you don't have to become a foster parent and take in long-term placements immediately and sign up on that. You know, we have a need for respite. So we have foster parents who, you know, they are leaving the area because they have to go somewhere work-related, and, you know, the youth that they have in their care has visitation and has appointments, so they can't go with them. So we need respites. We need people who want to be certified foster parents and help out other foster parents. So that's one common way. We try to meet our foster parents where they're at. Life happens. We get it. And so, you know, we get foster parents who have been with us for years, and sometimes they're like, you know, right now I can only do respite. And that's totally okay. We just ask that, you know, we have that partnership and we communicate, because we have a need for any and every foster parent type. And I think that also, you know, in the community, I get a lot of, you know, questions about how, you know, emotional that investment is as well.
Sure.
And so we've really partnered with our community clinic that's in CHGC as well to say, we can help our foster parents through these very big emotions too.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a serious thing. It's certainly a giant commitment, but I would assume, like many other things that you put that much time and heart into, that the payoffs can be gigantic when you get to the end of it.
The reciprocity is absolutely invaluable. I mean, it's completely, it's completely fulfilling to work in the field, to be foster home, to be a foster parent, to be a volunteer, to open doors to allow us to speak to people. I mean, we're truly trying to be part of a be a solution to a bigger problem.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be an overstatement to say the people that are volunteering to do this, the people that are working to make these things happen, are fundamentally changing these local kids' lives for the better.
Absolutely, and I hope someday to have statistics for that as well, to show the generational trauma that we are stopping,
sure.
and to show the parenting skills that we're giving, and you know, some additional data to really see that seed that we're planting to mm-hmm. come to fruition.
Yeah. Tiffany, we'll obviously come in after this and make sure that there's information that people can hear and write down so that they can try to follow up, you know, when it's convenient for them. But I always love to have it come directly from the people that are doing this every day. If someone had mm-hmm. questions, if they want to find out more, obviously I'm sure they can visit the website, but how can they get a hold of a person to really be able to kind of ask a more intricate question than just sort of the who, what, where, when, how stuff online?
Absolutely. So as always, they can always call us every single day and ask to speak to myself or any one of the members of my team. But also, we have info nights every month. We have one tonight at Messina New Testament Church, and Carly Kukula will be there with our home finding team to provide some more information on foster care. And we also have a virtual option on the 23rd this month as well. And these are free. They are open to the public. You no commitment. You can come. You can ask questions. You can ask questions for neighbors, family members. We welcome all of the we welcome all of the community members.
We appreciate the information, Tiffany. The last question I have for you, and I'll certainly let you get back to your day, but we would love to kind of hear it directly from you. If there had to be one thing that you would like to relay to the Northern New York community and to people that are thinking about making this commitment in general, no matter where they live, what is the single biggest thing that you wish people were more aware of or they heard the loudest from CHJC that maybe you don't feel like gets out there as much as you would like to see it?
I think that we perused this, but we're healing trauma, and
yeah.
that is no small feat. That's huge. Trauma is debilitating, and I am in awe of my agency and all of my coworkers showing up every day to try and respond to trauma in the numbers that we're seeing.
Well, we appreciate everything you do every day, Tiffany.
Thank
and
you.
To your team, please let them know we feel the same.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Tiffany Forsyth. She is with CHJC. That's the Children's Home of Jefferson County. She's the Regional Home Finding and Intake Supervisor with CHJC. We're going to take a small break here, guys. When we get back, though, we're going to have some contact information, some information about upcoming events for how you can find out more about fostering with CHJC. And again, Tiffany, we just can't thank you enough for being part of our guest series today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Are you looking to give back to your community while helping enhance a child's life? Fostering Futures may be just what you're looking for. We're currently seeking caring individuals interested in providing loving and safe homes for vulnerable children. The need is prevalent, especially for older children, teens, and sibling groups. Perhaps some of your loved ones are also in need. You'll act as the youth's mentor and family. Become a foster parent or a kinship caregiver today.
Call Fostering Futures at 315-955-9861.